specials. They go right along with the message this morning. Thankful how the Lord works. I've written on the board, little is much. Little is much. So I have a little message of encouragement this morning. I trust it's encouraging to you, maybe a little challenge woven through it, but predominantly, I'd like you to be encouraged. We're reaching kind of the tail end of camp meeting season. Many of us have been in camp meeting. We've heard a lot of messages, whether they're present or online. Heard a lot of things. And I know that sometimes the way it can work is you get towards the end of camp meeting and there can be a little bit of an emotional letdown. Sometimes you can start thinking about all the things that you heard and you can start feeling overwhelmed sometimes. Sometimes you can even feel a little discouraged with maybe the gaps that you feel like were defined in your own life. The Lord wants us to be encouraged today. He wants you to be encouraged. So I'd like to start and read a few verses out of the 13th chapter of Matthew. And the 31st verse says, "Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof." One more verse. "Another parable spake he unto them, The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened." What is leaven? Anybody? What's leaven? Something big? Something small. It's something small, but it has there is something in that small thing that has the ability to affect the whole. Leaven is like a catalyst. It drives change. It alters. It doesn't take the place of the whole, but it changes the whole. Leaven. Now, how much of leaven is normally needed? Bucketfuls? Just a little bit, doesn't it? Just a little bit of leaven? Doesn't it? A little bit of leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Not much of something powerful can powerfully change much. I want to say that again. Not much of something powerful can powerfully change much. So I'd like you to consider a little bit, maybe go down a little road with me, if you will, this morning. What is water? We got a small group this morning. What's water? What's it made up of? Chemically speaking, what is water? Hydrogen and oxygen. Have you ever seen that? That's water. Hydrogen and oxygen. Can you make water? You can. You can make water. So, water is made up of hydrogen. Hydrogen and oxygen. Now, if you're a chemistry student, you tell me that equation is not right, and you have to balance the equation. This is hydrogen gas. It's a molecule, two molecules, two moles of hydrogen gas. This is one molecule of oxygen. Stay with me. There's a spiritual application here. Oxygen. And if you have, we'll call it units. It's easier to understand. If you have two units of hydrogen gas and you mix it with one unit of oxygen gas, and you touch it with a flame, I do not recommend you do this at home, and you touch this with a flame, I've seen it, I've watched this. It makes water. This is a catalyst that drives the reaction between hydrogen and oxygen. This is, to me, when I look at this sort of thing, God is amazing. God just, I'll tell you, the more you explore the universe, the more you start to understand how things work and are made, it just fills your heart with amazement at our great God. He could take hydrogen that He created and oxygen and touch a little bit of heat to it and drive the reaction, and you end up with a liquid called water. You know how much of our bodies are made up of water? What's the approximate percentage? 70? That's on the high end. So yeah, depending on 60%, somewhere in there, of water. You're made up a lot of water. Life. Water is life. But you know something? You can mix, or you can have a whole lot of hydrogen, and you can have a whole lot of oxygen, and you can have them all together. I saw it together in a balloon. Two units of hydrogen and a unit of oxygen. You put it in at that mixture and fill the balloon up. And it just is a balloon with gas in it. And it doesn't do anything. Nothing there. But if you put in a little leaven, If you give it a catalyst, just a little bit of something that causes these two things to react and link up with each other, you get something. First of all, you get a very powerful reaction. Very, very powerful. It's impressive, actually. And you get water, a liquid, water. In the scriptures, what is leaven a lot of times referred to? A lot of times is leaven referred to as something good or bad? A lot of times it's referred to as something not very good. A little bit of sin, a little bit of wrong, a little bit of false doctrine. A little bit of something that's just completely not like Christ that gets inserted into something that otherwise would be really good and tend to life, can get mixed in and affect the whole leaven. And a lot of times that's how the scriptures bring it out. But the Lord also used the example, in this case, of leaven, to give a very wonderful, positive analogy, illustration that we read here. And that's where my heart is today. It's not on the negative. Maybe that'll be a message for another time. Do you remember the miracle of the loaves and the fishes found in John? Actually, that miracle is found in every single gospel. One of the miracles that you can find in every single one of the gospel. A miracle of the loaves and the fishes. What was it that really, in essence, led to the multitudes being fed by just a very little bit of loaves and fishes? Was it that they actually found fish and bread? Was it the fish and the bread? Was it just a really good thing that somebody happened to have fish and bread? Not shrimp and hush puppies. Good thing it wasn't that. It was fish and bread. That's what was needed so that the multitudes could be fed. Is that what it was? It wasn't, was it? So, there was loaves and fishes. And Jesus, the power of God. And it had the potential to meet the need. But what happened was that somebody was willing to take what they had, and they were willing to give. That's this plus thing right here. They were willing to give it into the hands of Jesus Christ. And for us, one of the truths that should convey to us, that however little a thing that was present, it was given in faith, willingly given in faith into the hands of Jesus Christ. And what that did was it resulted in meeting the need. And it resulted in something that was way larger than would have ever been possible if all you were focusing on was the loaves and the fishes. Are you following me so far? What do we do a lot of times when we see a need? When we maybe see a need in our own lives? We oftentimes quickly look at what we have. We look at the loaves and the fishes, and we feel like that we don't have much. But brothers and sisters, this morning, for your encouragement, if we will be willing, wherever you are and whatever life gives you, your environment, your circumstances, the things that God has allowed you to have, which is not going to meet the need of the hour on its own. But if you will take it, and with a willing heart, be willing to give it in faith. Give it in faith into the hands of Jesus. Can do much with your life and with the needs of those that are around you. Does anybody here this morning feel inadequate and without in different areas of your life? You ever come across those places where you look in the mirror and you see inadequacy, and you see gaps, and you see failure, and you see places that you miss the mark, or you see a great need that feels like it is your responsibility to address, feeding the multitudes, let's say, feeding something that seems so far beyond what you have to give. And you look in the mirror and all you see is loaves and fishes, and very few at that, just a couple. Maybe just a piece of a loaf. Just a piece of a fish. And you look at that and you draw back with discouragement. And you look at the need, and you look at what you have, become discouraged, become overwhelmed. Believe the lie that is told to you that you don't have what it takes. You can never get there. Did you know that the enemy takes advantage of us by mixing truths and falsehoods together? We don't have what it takes on our own. If we were only left with what I have to offer, I'm not going to be able to meet the need. And so we see that oftentimes, and we draw back. Well, in some temporal instances of life, that's prudent. I'm not interested in just anybody deciding to fly an airplane that I'm on for a participation award just to show that they have courage if they're not skilled in that area. And so they just want to give their loaves and fishes and be a pilot when they're not a pilot. That's not what I'm talking about. There's a lot of other places in our lives where we feel unworthy. We're not capable. We recognize how small we are in the face of the great need that has been put at our doorstep oftentimes. And if we're not really careful, what we can do is embrace the belief that because what we have seems so inadequate that we draw back, when it may be the very area, the very thing that the Lord wants to bless and increase. Sometimes we minimize the potential value in things. When we look at it, we will minimize it right out of the gate. We look at the need, we look at what we have, and immediately say, well, I'm insignificant, I'm unworthy, I'm not able, I can't do that. And that's it. That's the end of the story. And so often completely miss this part of the equation, the power of God. He did not ask us to have everything that it took to meet the need of the hour. He asks us to give what we have. He asks us to be willing to come to Him in faith and let the giving in faith be the catalyst, be the leaven, be that little thing that we do have, to insert it with the power of God to result in something that is way beyond what we ever could do on our own. And so in verse 31 here, it said, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed which a man took and sowed in the field. And it said that the mustard seed was the least of all seeds. It was a very small seed. But when the mustard seed died, fell into the ground and died, it produced a nest that the birds could come in and dwell, and it turned into something far greater than than the mass and the volume that it started out to be. And say this morning that I guess I never tire of, maybe the older I get, the more I look around and you see the creation of God. Do you think that it is just a coincidence that the Lord made it so that one seed, one little seed, that if you would bury it in the ground, think about this, and then it starts to die and decompose and it starts to fall apart and it dies out to itself, that if that happens and when that happens, that is when all of a sudden something so much more beautiful comes forth. Do you think that's a coincidence? That the Lord just happened to make creation so that you could put one apple seed into the ground, and when it dies, it comes forth and produces wonderful apples that can be so enjoyed, that bring life. I don't think it's a coincidence. I think the Lord is trying to show us all around us the vegetables and the fruit. Example, you drive by acres and acres. God is all around us trying to show us, if you will be willing, if you will be willing to just give what you have, if you're willing to die out to yourself, just give yourself over to me. Put yourself into my hands. Yield yourself, however small that it is. I will do for you like I am showing you that I am able to do in these miles and miles of fields that I do every day, working the miracle of taking that small thing that is given over, that dies out to itself and brings forth much fruit. And the Lord wants us this morning to be encouraged with that, not to be discouraged with the little that we may have. Here is a truth that may the Lord help us really get a hold of. The one that has one talent and the one that has five talents, both do not have what it takes to meet the need of life without the power of God. Neither one of them. And yet, what do? Often what we do is we look at ourselves and we look at what we have and we look at what we have to offer and we say, well, I'm just one of those one talent persons. One of them one talent people. I don't have much to offer. And sometimes we look at individual things where we say, well, I really can't do much over here in this area. But sometimes, if you will allow the enemy, he will just try to make you feel like your whole life, that all you are is just insignificant, that can't do anything. And what you do is you then end up comparing yourself to somebody that has five talents. And you know what? Neither one of these people, neither one, the one or the five, have what it takes to meet the need. The Lord set it up so that He gives different people different abilities and He gives different expectations to those people, and He is going to judge us in ways that we as people can't even begin to contemplate how He's going to judge somebody else. We don't know where their heart is. We don't know what they do relative to what God has given them. The Lord did not give us what was required in of itself to meet the need. Every single one of us need to come to the place where whether we think we have one talent or whether we think we have five talents.
The only way the need is going to be met is if we yield ourselves and give it over to Jesus Christ in faith. Lord, here it is. Lord, I'm not going to bury my talent. Like the man that had one talent, he looked at it and he went and he buried it into the ground. And when he buried that talent into the ground and didn't go exercise what God had given him in faith and allow the power of God to give the increase, what was he left with? He was left with just a little bit that he had, and he was judged for that. Let's be encouraged this morning that if we will give what we have in faith, if we will turn our eyes to Jesus, if we will trust Him with our lives, if we will turn over to Him our situations and our circumstances and our weaknesses and those places where we look at and feel like we're not where we need to be to meet the hour, to meet the expectation. If we will be willing to come before the Lord and say, Lord, I don't have what it takes, but I give you what I have. You remember King Jehoshaphat? He looked at the great army that was coming after him. He said, Lord, their numbers are greater than I. I can't do this. And the Lord said, fear not. This isn't your battle. This is my battle. But the Lord didn't say for King Jehoshaphat to take his little bit of loaves and fishes and go hide in a corner somewhere up there. He said, no, I want you to take what you have, however small your numbers may be, and I want you to go out and I want you to face the enemy with me, and we'll meet the need of the hour. And so that's what he did. He didn't get to go hide, but he took what he had, took his army, and the Lord said, go out. And so he went out, and they were able to sing and praise. And so that's what they did. They may not have been able to fight and defeat the enemy in physical terms, but they gave what they had. And they went out there, and it said when they began to praise and sing and worship, and they gave what they had in faith, that was the catalyst that drove the reaction, if I can say it like that, where the power of God was able to become manifested on their behalf, and the need of the hour was met. And so may God encourage us this morning to be willing to be the leaven for a force of good. That we will be willing to take whatever it is that God has given to us, and that we'll be willing to go and take our eyes off of ourselves and our own inabilities and the gaps that we see in of ourselves and give it to Jesus. Don't minimize what God has given you. Don't minimize the faith. Maybe it's a little bit of faith that He's inspired you with. Don't minimize that. Take that and give it to the Lord. You know what? We look around in reality, every single one of us, we have mustard seeds. Sometimes some people have mustard seeds that look a little bit bigger than other people's mustard seeds, but in the end, they're all mustard seeds. And in every case, we need the power of the Lord. And if we'll be willing to give it in faith, the Lord is able to do great things for us. The message this morning is that we not despise or discount the little that we have to give. For little is much in the hands of God when we give it in faith. Let's be encouraged this morning. We can do this by the power of God. We can be ambassadors for Christ. We can be a light to the world. We can be successful Christians. We can cross the finish line in victory, not because of our own strength and our own righteousness, but because we are willing to come and give whatever it is that we have and lay it on the altar in faith and look to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. Amen.